The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clear the Caterpillar book series. This time, Ellen the Elephant. Ellen is different from other elephants. Many animals do not want to play with her. That makes her feel very sad. But all this will change one day. How? Through compassion and comedy. We always teach children about remarkable people of the past. But what about those in the present? What can children learn from them?
On the cover, on a tree stump, a smiling blue elephant gives a box of carrots to a white rabbit. The elephant stands on 2 feet like a human and wears blue shorts and a yellow short-sleeved shirt. 10 smiling animals surround the elephant, including the rabbit, a giraffe, and a mouse.
Ellen the elephant is very compassionate and funny, but many animals do not like her because she is different.
Ellen the elephant stands holding a bird's nest and smiling down at 2 yellow chicks. Surrounding Ellen, a giraffe, a gray elephant, a tiger, a snake, a crocodile, and a turtle all stand scowling at her.
The animals do not play with her and turn away when she is near. This makes Ellen feel very sad.
4 animals cross their arms and turn away from Ellen. A speech bubble over the gray elephant's head reads, "I don't want to play with her." A bubble over a rhino says, "Me neither." Ellen raises her eyebrows and opens her mouth.
Ellen does not like to feel this way, and she does not like to see others unhappy either. She feels better when she makes her friends laugh or helps an animal in need.
4 animals stand frowning. A tear falls from a hippo's eye. Ellen the elephant smiles up at the hippo, saying, "Want to hear a joke?"
Ellen's friends love her jokes so much that they encourage her to entertain others too. She travels to different jungles to perform.
Ellen smiles brightly under a tree branch. 4 smiling animals look at her. A brown bear says, "You are so funny." And a porcupine says, "You should have your own show."
At first, not many animals are willing to watch Ellen because of the way she looks. They do not think she will be funny.
Ellen stands on a tree stump with her arms reaching outward. A tiger grins up at Ellen, holding its paws together. Beyond the tree stump, 5 other animals sit frowning with their backs to Ellen.
But that did not stop Ellen from entertaining.
Ellen stands on a flat boulder, balancing on 1 foot, crossing her eyes, and raising 1 eyebrow. A flamingo, a giraffe, a rhino, and a beaver sit smiling at Ellen.
One day, a few animals go to watch her. They laugh so hard that their tummies hurt.
10 grinning animals surround Ellen while she stands on a tree stump. Ellen stands on 1 foot, reaches her arms outward, and extends her trunk straight ahead.
After the show, they tell their family and friends about Ellen's funny performance. The family and friends go to watch her and enjoy the show too.
3 giraffes stand smiling at each other. A thought bubble over the tallest giraffe's head shows a picture of Ellen standing on the tree stump, balancing on 1 foot.
Over time, more and more animals go to watch Ellen. They realize it does not matter that she is different. What matters the most is that she is very talented and very kind.
On a stage, Ellen smiles and gives a box of fruit and vegetables to an ape seated in an armchair. The ape reaches toward the box and says,
"Thanks."
At the edge of the stage, 10 smiling animals watch them.
Today, Ellen the elephant is the most famous animal in the jungle. She is known for her amazing comedy and big heart.
On another stage, Ellen stands between two parted curtains, reaching her arms outward, crossing her eyes, and sticking out her tongue. On the wall behind her, a glittering sign reads, "Live."
Ellen has her own show. It is very popular. She entertains the animals with her jokes, games, and interviews. She once interviewed the king of the jungle.
Ellen sits in an armchair, smiling at a lion and asking, "Who is your favorite author?" The lion sits across from Ellen, wearing a crown and holding a scepter in his paw. He answers,
"KB."
Animals from different jungles and forests come to watch her show. They laugh and smile and forget about their worries.
A sign reads, "Special guest today, Fox Magician." On stage, a fox wearing a top hat, jacket, and bow tie sets playing cards on a table. Ellen sits across from him, holding her hands over her wide-open mouth. Her audience of 11 wide-mouthed animals stare from their seats.
Not only does she entertain, but Ellen the elephant also inspires animals to be kind. She encourages them to be helpful and challenges them to do good for others.
In the jungle, Ellen smiles down at four little animals, saying, "Be kind to one another."
Ellen receives many letters from animals who have a family or friend in need. She invites them on her show, shares their story, and helps them any way she can. She donates money, school supplies, toys, and so much more.
Ellen sits on a big pile of envelopes, reading a piece of paper.
Ellen also loves to share stories of animals who are helping other animals. Here are a few stories from her show.
At a wooden desk, Ellen sits in a swivel chair and smiles at a paper that reads, "Upcoming guests, lion, mouse, bunny."
Act of kindness number one. Nathan Lion, a 10-year-old cub, found a wallet on the floor at a show. It had some money in it. Instead of keeping it, Nathan returned the wallet to its owner, Amanda Rhino. Amanda was very grateful to Nathan for his kindness. This made Nathan feel very happy and good about himself.
In the jungle, a medium-sized lion stands holding a wallet with paper money inside. He stares with his mouth open while a thought bubble over his head shows a picture of Amanda Rhino's driver's license.
Act of kindness number two. 8-year-old Manu Mouse found a $20 bill on the ground outside a restaurant. He first thought about buying a toy with it, then he changed his mind. He decided to give it to a soldier who was having dinner with his family in the restaurant. The soldier was very thankful to Manu, and Manu was happy he could help.
Outside a restaurant, a little mouse stands holding a $20 bill. Behind him in the restaurant, another mouse wearing an army helmet holds a steaming cup. Above the little mouse's head, two thought bubbles appear. In one, the mouse looks at a shelf full of $20 stuffed kittens. In the other, he gives the money to the mouse in the helmet.
Act of kindness number three. Brad Bunny is 11 years old and wears a hearing aid, which is very expensive. He learned that not every animal could afford one, and wanted to help them. Brad collected money and bought hearing aids for the animals in need. The animals were extremely happy and thanked Brad for his kindness. Brad was glad he could make a difference.
Inside a house, a smiling white rabbit sits at a computer desk and wears a small hearing aid looped around his ear. On his computer screen, "Please donate. Goal, $23,000. Pledged, $9,000.
Act of kindness number four. Alex Panther is a kindergarten teacher who treats his students like family. Even though he does not have a lot of money, Alex buys food, clothes, and toys for his students. He also gets them haircuts. The students and their families are grateful to Alex for his generosity.
In a classroom, a tall gray panther holds out a gift-wrapped box to a smiling piglet. six other little animals stand smiling at them.
Ellen's acts of kindness. Ellen has helped rebuild schools and homes that were destroyed by forest fires and mudslides. She's helped many students in need pay for college. During the holidays, Ellen surprises many animal families with presents because they cannot afford to buy them. She donates money to hospitals to help the sick animals.
Ellen the elephant uses a flat triangular masonry trowel to build a wall with bricks and mortar. Ellen holds out a small paper with writing on it to a raccoon. Ellen smiles and says, "It's a check for your studies." Ellen carries gift-wrapped boxes to five small animals. Ellen hands a check to a penguin outside a hospital.
These are just a few of the inspiring stories that Ellen the elephant has shared on her show, and a few examples of what she has done to take care of those in need. Ellen does not stop helping and keeps on smiling.
Ellen smiles and gives a box of clothes to a beaver. The beaver smiles up at Ellen, saying, "Thank you, Ellen, for your help."
Ellen is a big inspiration and a great example of how animals should treat one another. She has even received an award from the King of the Jungle for her kindness.
On a stage, Ellen stands smiling beneath a colorful row of triangular flags. A lion stretches out his paw toward Ellen, holding a bright trophy.
Ellen the elephant keeps helping animals every day and is trying to make the world a better place. If you are kind to others and help those in need, you can change the world for the better too.
In the jungle, Ellen the elephant balances on one foot, reaches her arms outward, and smiles brightly. She wears a yellow t-shirt that reads, "The Ellen Show." This has been Ellen the Elephant, written by KB. Narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Audio Description Associates, from illustrations by Adriana Acosta. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schell, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.